Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And our text is a portion of that gospel reading that we just heard from John 6. When we have serious questions of great importance about a variety of subjects, we need to know where to go to get answers. If you have health concerns, medical questions, for example, of course, you're going to go to a medical professional. At least, I hope you will. Do they always have the right answers? No. Not always. Often, but not always. What about financial matters? To whom will you go if you have questions about money? Maybe a banker, a stockbroker, a financial advisor, the person next door? You might go to any or maybe all of those. It's possible. But there are all kinds of issues, problems, and concerns for which we need advice, answers, guidance. But let me ask you this. Where will you go regarding things of eternal importance? Life with God, life forever. There are many who make claims to authority, even to personally and directly hearing the voice of God. Are they all reliable, trustworthy, and legitimate? No, they are not. There are and always have been many who will lead people astray, even to disaster and destruction, even in the name of God. Peter says in this text today, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And that's the vital question before us. To whom shall we go? Now, many ask something like that, but they don't know. And some don't even care to know. Many followers of Jesus were offended at the things that he had said to them. They said, this is a hard saying. Who can listen to it? Well, what he had said to them, what was it? What was so hard? What was so problematical about all of this? Well, it had to do with what we call his Bread of Life sermon, given here in one of the most important chapters in the entire Bible. We've been hearing from it in the past few weeks, John chapter 6. They had come to him seeking bread for their stomachs. But he told them that the real work of God was to believe in him whom God had sent. And he said a number of things like, the bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives his life for the world. I am the bread of life. And whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise that one up on the last day. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, that one will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. And whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. He said all of that and a good deal more, and they just could not take it in and couldn't understand it. They just couldn't grasp all of this talk about eating him and drinking his blood. It was a hard saying because it was clear that he was saying that only through him could a person have eternal life. Well, they were like so many today, who will not listen more, who will not study more, who will not ponder more, and when there is something that does not quite get through to them the first time, they won't give it a second look. Impatient and intolerant they are, even of the words of God that do not fit what they already thought or believed. Well, it wouldn't be easy, and it isn't easy, because imagine that you have somebody standing before you. Perhaps if I were to say to you, You have to digest me into your very self to have eternal life. I came down from heaven. Yes, I did. The living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father. So you have to feed on me, and then you will live also. Well, obviously that calls for a total surrender of our will to Him as the only way to God. The only way. And for some, that was just too hard, too demanding, too confusing, too exclusive, and they walk away. After this, it says, many of His disciples turned back and no longer walked with Him. So many have done this, so many still do. And what about you? To whom shall we go? Says Peter. Indeed, to whom shall we go? To ourselves? If you look within, without God, what do you find? Nothing. Emptiness, confusion, and fear. Or some may turn to just about anybody. It doesn't much matter to them. Everybody who makes religious claims seems fine to them. And still others might say, I'm not going to go to anyone, believing that they are all phonies, there are no answers, no truth, well, ultimately also no God. So he says, do you want to go away as well? Will you choose the bread that perishes over Him who is the bread of life? Will you turn your back on Him when there is something you don't understand, instead of staying and trusting and patiently waiting on His will? By the power of His Holy Spirit, Peter's answer can become ours. To whom shall we go? He says. You, and you only, have the words of eternal life. There is nowhere else to go. Lord, to whom shall we go? Go to the right sources. You're not going to go to a beautician to get your car fixed. And you won't go to a plumber when you need surgery. At least I hope not. Where will you go for eternal life? You go to the one who came down from heaven to give His flesh for the life of the world. The one who would ascend to where He was before when He had completed His saving work on earth. You will go to Jesus. And Peter tells us why. You have the words of eternal life. He alone has words of hope to a world without God and without hope. He has words of love and peace to the forsaken, the lonely, and the afraid. He has words of forgiveness to those who are crushed by guilt. He has words of promise to those who are living in despair. He has words of life to those who are not really living, but are just existing under the shadow of death. He and He alone has them, because He alone is God's sent one to give His life for the world. He was born, He lived, He suffered, He died, He rose from the dead, He ascended, and He is now living and reigning forever. His powerful, life-giving words are enshrined forever in the pages of Holy Scripture. And they come to us in a very personal way through the bread and the wine, which are indeed His very body and blood given and shed for us. We have believed and come to know this, says Peter. That certainty and conviction come through the words of Jesus themselves, because it is through them that the Holy Spirit works. You can be sure about Jesus. He is not sometimes right and sometimes wrong about eternal life. He is always right. And that's because, as Peter says, you are the Holy One of God. He is the one consecrated by the Father for His divine and saving mission. To whom shall we go? Where do you go? Where will you go to know that you have eternal life? Listen to these words and believe. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and come to know that you are the Holy One of God. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.